It's not about the technology, it is what you do with it. Welcome to Digital Dash. We are excited about the opportunities technology presents in our modern world, and we spend a lot of time tinkering with the use cases. Join us every week on our podcast as we share our findings and break things down into zeros and ones. Subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app, and enjoy this episode.
What's up, guys? Good day and many blessings to you. It's me once again. Actually, we went on a brief hiatus and we are back with you. This is season 5, episode 1, and we are live coming to you from the Queenstown Studios. Unfortunately, today I'm alone in this. I'm alone, but not alone in being alone. I'm here with a very special guest, someone who I've been looking forward to meet and actually got the chance to finally meet in person. This episode is going to be quite scintillating for everyone who's going to listen, and it's just going to be centered around the fintech space in Ghana. Most specifically, we're going to talk about his company. I'll introduce him in a bit, but anyway, hey man, this is to you. Let me introduce myself for those who don't know me, or if you're listening for the very first time. I am Salom Donyo of AFD Tech Talk, and I have here with me in the studio
This is Achudavo,
Achudavo
from BitSika.
From BitSika.
Yes.
Wow. What a pleasant surprise. You know, we've discussed fintechs on this show, and this is probably the first time we're actually having someone from the fintech space here in the studio. We've had quite a number of people, artists, photographers, anyone tech, we would like to have them on the show and talk about what they do. And finally, we have Achudavo of BitSika Africa. It's BitSika Africa.
BitSika Africa works.
Everything works. So, okay, right. So in the next few moments, we're just going to dive deep. You're going to go straight in, have a sneak peek at his life as the CEO of a fintech startup in Ghana's like tech space and beyond. So stay tuned. All right, Achu. So yeah, you know, it feels fine to have if I'm not wrong, you're also Eve.
I'm an Oyo, yes.
Yeah. It feels right to have a fellow Jew.
For some weird reason, I think the tech space is filled with Oyos.
Yeah, MTNCU.
Even from the big guys to even just us in the smaller fintech companies and the developers, there's just so many Oyos, and it's, proportionally speaking, it's far more than our population. So I don't know what that says about us. Maybe we are really smart.
We are really good with wizardry.
In more ways than one, right?
In more ways than one, yeah. 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 I remember we had Adam Kumeji on the show some time back to talk about Facebook's, is it Libra?
Libra, yes.
Yeah. Calibra. Yeah. And all that. But today you are the one in the seat next to me. I want you to give us a brief background about BitSika. I mean, there's been a lot of fintechs in Ghana. I myself, because I'm an avid fan of the use of technology, I always try and find myself one good, very good fintech, and Petronize. I've used quite a number of them for various reasons, for investments, for transactions, for purchases online, yes, and all that. The list is just endless. And some of them have come and gone.
Yeah,
and that's the reality. I mean, it just tells me that the tech space here in Ghana is a really hard one. It's like a man bites dog kind of like thing.
Yes,
we have going here in Ghana. And since you are the one who is, you know, coming from that background, we really like to have a look about how things are from your perspective. So we want to just give us a brief, you know, guest about your life as of BitSika.
All right, maybe I'll just do like a brief intro of BitSika. So BitSika is a fintech app originating from Ghana, but we operate in several African countries
now.
We operate in about eight countries
in Africa. natively?
And what I mean by native is like we have our own connections in those countries.
Okay.
And then we are able to also operate on and off in several other countries with like different API, third-party APIs as well.
Third-party APIs as well.
So Bitica's primary focus is intra-African remittances. So okay. A lot of the remittance or transactional apps here in Africa, they focus a lot on abroad to Africa transactions or Africa to abroad transactions. So send money from UK to Ghana or like vice versa, foreign exchange,
social studies,
like that. But I think there's just this sweet spot of transactions between the African countries itself, because you can send money from UK to Ghana or Ghana to UK, but can you send money to Togo?
Can you send money? Funny reason, yeah.
You know, Togo, can you send money to Benin? Can you send money to Ivory Coast easily?
Burkina Faso, it's not so smooth.
Yeah, it's not so smooth, that, which is quite ironic because Togo is like 3 hours this way, Ivory Coast is like 3 hours that way, right? But you can't send money easily, or at least people don't know off the top of their head, like the easiest way to do that. So that's the kind of problem we set out to solve. So I'm happy to say that, like I spoke about being native in some countries. So we started in Ghana, then Nigeria, Cameroon, Togo, Benin, Ivory Coast, Senegal, Burkina Faso, probably missing one of them. But where? Cameroon, I think I mentioned Cameroon.
Okay.
Yeah, so a bunch of Francophone countries, then Ghana and Nigeria. I guess people in Cameroon speak English as well. But yeah, so that's what we set out to do. I think we've done that to a part. But the goal will be if we could connect the whole of Africa. So right now you can take the Bitica app if you're in Nigeria, you can send money to literally other countries I mentioned, which is, you know, like it's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Without that, there's not even like alternative from big banks to help you do that, like in a very smooth way, like we are doing. So the kind of problem we are solving is very like essential. So yeah, that's like our primary goal. And just because of the problem we set out to solve. And wait, I was also gonna add that our goal is to be in all African countries. So like I said, we're in 52. Like 8, yes.
Oh, how many?
54 UN countries.
Do you know there's a lot, there's some countries in Africa that
are not recognized.
I didn't even know existed.
Comoros?
is it
Western Sahara?
Not Western Sahara. There's some country B around.
Oh, Sao Tome.
Not so, no, Sao Tome is like popular. This one I got to know of just recently. It's not Central African Republic. Is it Western Sahara?
Probably Western Sahara.
Yeah, it's a disputed territory.
Yeah. Western Sahara is not in Maghreb. I don't think they're in the UN.
It's in the Maghreb region. Yeah. Somewhere like that. And
What about Western Togoland?
Well, you know, let's not go into the technicalities of who owns what and which country.
Yeah, so the goal is to be in all countries except Western Sahara eventually.
All Afghan countries,
all UN countries, let's say. So that's like the big goal that we
have. That's a big goal.
So we started out very small. But in the short 2 years that we've been alive, I think we've been able to eat at that pie to a good extent.
To a very good extent. You know, before you answered, I was about to say, like, as Nigeria would ask, how far now?
Yeah. So, like, we've been able to eat at that pie to a good extent. So, when you start very small and you look back and like, oh, we've come this far, it gives you that confidence within your own self that, oh, we could add more. We could go to East Africa, add Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, Rwanda, DRC, like those countries as well. Go to North Africa, go to Southern Africa. There's just like so much unexplored land that we've not yet gone to. So in terms of like expansion, that's just our vision. But because of the kind of problem we were solving and the ease of use of our app and our whole social strategy, I think we might discuss the social strategy more.
Okay.
But because of just that kind of the way we organize our app, I think we attracted a very young audience. We attracted a young audience that were using the app, it prompted us to add more things to the app that would serve them. So if you realize, we've added Visa cards,
Oh, yeah.
which we've printed 15,000.
you've added physical
not physical cards, virtual cards.
Okay, yeah, because yes. I was as at the time I used Betsika last year, I used the virtual card for quite a number. I've used it for so many online transactions. It's actually
one of the good reviews, right?
It's still added to my Google Pay account. And I think I'm just interrupting you. One of the things I loved about it was the fact that I could load up the card in USD. So for one challenge I've had with most online purchases is that sometimes, with the exception of Amazon, which will actually show you the rates and add their conversion fees and all that, and present everything to you in Ghana Cedi for you to know exactly what's going into the transaction. There's a lot of websites which will not do that. They'll just like present your fee or your bill to you and USD, and then you have to use XC converter
Know what the exchange rate they're going to use.
Even you don't even know the exact rate that company is actually going to use, so you just have to scratch your head and just click
hope for the best.
Click confirm. And then I've had a number of times I don't like keeping cash in my account like that, so sometimes I just want it to be around the amount that
you need.
That I need. So sometimes you are realize that the amount you're supposed to pay is just about maybe even 5 CDs more or 1 CD more than, and then the transaction is not going through, and you don't know the reason why. It's just because pay your calculations were about 5 CDs or 10 CDs off. So the Betsika card solved that problem for me, because I could see that,
in USD.
Okay, there's 300 USD on the card. So that means if I'm buying something and it's 300 USD online, I know that this is exactly the amount which is going to be charged to my Betsika card. Anyway, carry on.
So because of that, the kind of young demographic we attracted, we it was only wise that we gave them more things to spend on that they would be interested in. So virtual cards was one of them. I think that was a runaway success. Like I said, we've done 15,000. When we released virtual cards, it was literally like, let's try this and see if it works. And look, just 15,000 cards going to 16,000 cards. And not to count the hundreds of transactions that have been done on each card. You get me? So like, those transactions are just a lot. So it's like, it's been a runaway success. We've added airtime as well, like bill payments to a smaller extent, but still done tens of thousands of transactions there too. And then we've also had retail cryptocurrency. So we're Betsika, the bit in our name stands for Bitcoin, we are not an exchange per se. We are more of like, we offer retail crypto service, meaning like, let's say someone's mother wants to buy $50 of 100 Ghana worth of Bitcoin. She doesn't have to go log into Binance or Coinbase or like Coinbase some complicated. She just puts Momo in Betsika and buy that. So that's we're providing that as well. So that's basically the rundown of us as a company. And I think that's what we've done so far as a company. But we've entered sort of like the second generation of our company, which is like the new things we're bringing out. So I think, you know, we are 2 years old as a company, and the core idea of Betsika as an app, I think we've explored that to its fullest extent, and we know what that product is. Of course, there's more expansion to be done, but the product of Betsika itself as an app, we sort of like exploited that to its final meaning or essence. And now we are basically ushering ourselves into the second generation. Second generation will focus on building things on top of the core infrastructure. So imagine like a Betsika merchant play, merchant API, merchant like dashboard for businesses. What does Betsika for businesses look like? So we build that where businesses can generate invoices that Betsika users would pay.
Kind of like a PayPal style.
Exactly like thing. PayPal. So PayPal pay, like pay with PayPal, pay with Betsika.
Pay with Betsika. Yes. Okay, basically.
And also another major thing is the Betsika social. So basically we are elevating the Betsika core app that people know. We are elevating it into a social app as well.
I was about to comment on that. I realized that you guys had a Cash App style username.
Exactly, the cash tag and all that. But that's even so minimal, because we had that on day one, actually.
Yes,
but we are actually talking about like a fully fledged social app. Profiles, with following and unfollowing, with posts, like you can go to a restaurant, eat, pay with Bitika, and take a picture of their food for your friends to see. Yeah.
Okay.
So we are not playing at all.
I know you're not playing. It sounds like something, eToro. You know eToro, right?
I know eToro. I've not really used eToro, but I think when I tell people about that, the main thing they mention is Venmo. I think there's an app in America called Venmo. Yeah. It's like a social feed.
A social feed, yeah. eToro also has kind of like a social-like. It's not fully social. The difference here is that they allow you to follow certain investors on the app and copy their trades.
I remember that.
Like a trading app and all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about eToro. We're here to talk about Bitika. So you've talked about building, correct me if I'm wrong, but right now you don't have any web interface for Bitika.
No, so we are done building that. So that's like the second generation software. Like, so that's for businesses, and you can actually run your personal Bitika stuff on the web interface. But we've not announced. I'll probably announce it on Friday or so.
On Friday. Yeah. Oh, okay, so it means we got to hear it first.
Exclusive. Yeah.
Or you've told someone else.
No.
All right, on to the next thing. So you obviously have some experience in the tech or fintech space in Ghana or probably outside as well. We want to hear a little bit of that.
I think most of the...
Or you jump straight into Bitika from scratch.
More or less. So,
without any tech back.
Yeah, okay. I was born and raised in Ghana, went to Infantepim. After I got a scholarship to go to school in the US, but I didn't finish. I dropped out.
Wow.
To just come do
Bill Gates, Sonny. Bill Gates and who else?
Mark and all those guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, I dropped out because honestly, when I was in the school in the first year, I was trying to be serious or whatever. But as time went on, I became more interested in like just coding my own things. So I literally skipped class. I didn't do my homework, and I'll just be learning how to code. It was so fun for me.
Okay, so you're not learning anything.
I was not going to class.
I
was not learning anything tech related. I think anything I did tech wise was like self-taught or like self-encouraged.
Oh, this is impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it got so bad. So I'll just be there. And then the school be emailing me, like, your teacher said you've not been to class. Like, I was always getting those kind of emails. So I just had to psych up myself, make my decision. So I just said, okay, I'm coming back to Ghana. So I came back to Ghana, and I think my timing was good because that was at the time of like when crypto was booming. So it was like I was trying to see where I could build something meaningful, build something exciting. So with like the little coding skills that I got from learning how to code myself, that's where I built like the first version of Bitika, which was not even like a mobile app. It was a USSD app. So like the star 124, that kind of
command,
thing.
Yeah.
Yes. So basically it was very Bitcoin related, where Bitcoin was very complex for people to understand at the time. It still is, but at the time was even much worse. So the system basically, when you dial the short code, we automatically create a Bitcoin address for you and we attach it to your phone number.
Okay.
So when Kofi also dials the short code, we do the same. When Amma dials the short code, we do the same. So what happens is that if Kofi wants to send Bitcoin to Amma, he just inputs her phone number instead of Amma's long Bitcoin address. And the Bitcoin was also bought with Momo. So it's like a very, if I may say so myself, very like brilliant idea at the time. Like,
okay, you're saying it's brilliant, but didn't people call you crazy for dropping out of school to come and build a USSD interfaced app for transferring and receiving funds? Like,
I mean, It was, I don't know. When I always tell that story, I always try and mention that, like, the story always sounds brave in hindsight. But,
yeah, it sounds brave, yeah.
But it probably wasn't as brave on the day, because on the day, I was so very aware of, like, how much of a difficult decision it is.
Okay.
It was a very difficult decision. I remember standing on steps in the school, like, shit, am I really dropping out? You know? Like, you know, am I really dropping out? So it was a difficult decision, but it's, you know, if you want to do great things in your life, you have to be able to take certain risks. So I took it.
A little motivational speech.
Yeah.
Over there, disclaimer, you drop out of school at your own risk and then become a disgrace.
Don't try this at home.
Yeah, you risk becoming a disgrace to your family.
Don't try this at home, guys.
Don't try this at home. Okay, so what were your motivations for entering the tech space? Because you were outside in America and then you're just like, let me just drop everything and head home straight to Ghana. Or what were you looking for?
I think that, you know, it's more about like impact, you know. You want to build things that, you want to do things that have an impact on people. So like just Bitseeker, like I still remember the day I got the idea for Bitseeker, I started coding it either the same day or the next day.
And did an apple drop on your head while you sat on a tree?
No, it's not interesting like Isaac Newton's story, but or Steve Jobs' story.
You're eating pizza and you look at the last slice.
Like,
you know, that's Pac-Man.
That was that's how they got the idea.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I guess not as interesting then. Not as interesting, but I remember the day I got the idea and just calling people like, hey guys, like, I have this idea, what do you guys think, like that kind of stuff. And remembering the idea, the people I hired, the first people I hired or people who joined and all that, also remember my first conversations with them and looking back then and where we are now and like all the people we've touched with the app. It's been ups and downs, which I hope we discuss some of those ups and downs.
Yeah, actually going to talk about that next.
But like, just the impact, like, you know, let's say I would never have met you or never have known you, but like you said, you've used Bitseeker and how it's helped you in like in a small detail in your life, but just to make that impact. So this times, so we've crossed 400,000 individual transactions.
Okay.
So, like, imagine that. Like, that's what impacted. So it's things like that, you know. I think everyone wants to feel like they've contributed something to society. But I think with this Bitseeker, the whole team, we were able to do this on a very small scale, hoping to do it on a bigger scale.
On a bigger scale. What have been some of your challenges so far? I think on this point, there's one thing in particular I am looking for. Mm-hmm. There's one thing in particular I am looking for, because I noticed you are, correct me if I'm wrong, once again, not so active in the Ghanaian.
Who said that?
I'm seeing.
Observation.
A bird said there was something going on with regulatory stuff.
Oh yes, yeah, we can talk about that.
Actually.
So I think So as you hinted, like our biggest challenge is definitely like in the regulatory like angle, has been that, because to be honest, when we Bitseeker also has benefited a lot from timing. So I think the time we started Bitseeker fresh. At that time, I think most of the central banks, fintechs was emerging in Africa, And most of the central banks, they were still observing, trying to see what their decisions would be. And the next year was COVID, so they had bigger fish to fry. And then COVID year 2020 was just a big opportunity for people to lay their heads down and execute and grow their numbers and go crazy. And we certainly did that. But the tax collectors came back for their stipends.
The MPP will shift the focus of economic policy away from taxation to production. So we are going to move away from taxation to production. From taxation to production.
In 2021, when people's initial fear of COVID had died down, so the central banks came back to their priority, which was like fintech was growing crazy. That dormant 2020 period for, you know, it just, you know, took things to a different level because people were indoors. There was an emphasis on digital transactions. Central banks laid off because they were trying to protect their currencies from devaluation. So they just left us to run wild, and we did run wild. Ooh. So after the year when 2021 came, So they came knocking like, hey, no, we can't let these kids just keep going crazy like they are. Because honestly, when I look at the Bitica app, how it was, let's say in late 2020, like the features we have, let's use Ghana as an example. You realize that there's no single bank in Ghana that has had an app doing the things that we were doing. There's no single fintech that had the things that we're doing. No fintech, no bank, no financial institution ever in Ghana, even probably still up to this date, was doing what we're doing like in the app like that. So Bank of Ghana was not very happy about that, but I think I can understand where they came from, because bro, we're running wild, honestly. Like, we're just doing whatever we wanted. Which I think that as an early stage company, you can't be excused to do that, because the alternative would be to like sit down waiting 1,000 years for approval, which may never come. So if you're asking me the pros and the cons, I'll say yes, that's like deciding to, you know, run wild the company in the early days is like one of the best decisions you could ever make.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of the decisions you could ever make.
I've heard a lot of good stuff from like some of the things you said right now, but I wanted to tell us which milestones have you achieved, which you personally or not personally consider to be like a big win for yourself and the company?
So in terms of milestones, the fact that I've been able to come, like you said, drop out, risk being a disgrace to your family and setting out to build your vision and actually more or less seeing it through, I think that's something I'm proud of. Something that, you know, I can pat myself on the back of my head or shoulder about. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, if you're Dr. Strange, you just create a portal pass your hand behind it and pat then pat myself.
So personally, I'd say is that. And so I saw a tweet yesterday, was like, when you do something amazing one time, you are lucky. When you do it twice, you're a gift. You saw that tweet, right? Yeah. So in the vein of that, another thing I think I'm proud of is like, I've also been able to build a second tech company, which is also seeing its own success as well. Air One. We might talk a little about that at the end. So I just feel like I can clap for myself a little that, you know, so, you know, some Bitica has also had a lot of haters too. So the haters will be like, okay, something, but I've done it twice. If I do something once, then you can say this or that. But if I do it twice, then you can't say that again. If I make a mistake and do it three times, then that one, you have to clap for me. Yeah, so, but in terms of company milestones, I mean, there are a few, like being able to raise funding as a Ghanaian company. That's like a big deal for us. So we raised over $1 million. We're trying to raise 10 million now. We're in the process of that.
Really, we're 10 million?
USD.
Okay. I wanted to know the currency first.
No, but 10 million new CDs. I mean, we are old people. So you say 10 million, it could mean 1,000 Ghana.
Yeah.
It could mean, you get what I mean, right?
Yeah, you said CD.
CDs. Yeah, you get what I mean. You get what I'm going, right? It could mean 1,000 Ghana, but 10 million, 1,000 Ghana is 10 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's 10 million.
Have you forgotten? Unless no, I go and watch that advert again, there the is Bank no of Ghana. Change. Yeah.
Yeah, so being able to raise as a Ghanaian company, we've raised 1 million, raising 10 more, and hopefully keep raising and doing more ambitious things. That's like a big milestone for me. The kind of investors that we have on our cap table from Binance. Binance is the biggest crypto company in the world.
Okay.
They were our first proper investors, actually.
Oh, wow.
And they own like a good amount of shares in the company.
In the company. Oh.
So it's like, just like I said, having an idea in your bedroom and then Binance invests and has a huge stake in your company, that's something you should be, you should be proud of.
Yeah.
Flutter with Carbon, like we just have like a good list of investors, Alkesh, Stellar Capital. Yeah, and hoping to get more like impressive investors on board as well. So that's one thing. So like the numbers we've done with the company as well, that's also something you never see coming, right? Because how do I say it? But you start something very small as just an idea, then you look back at your shit, $40 million, like it sounds very big, you know.
It sounds very big.
It's like doing hundreds of thousands of transactions. When you're going through the day-to-day motion, you don't see the progress. At the end of the year, when you look back, you're like, shit, we've tried. Really tried.
I think the first one of the first times I took notice of Betsika was a video Davido posted or so.
I was actually going to mention Davido as well, but
okay. I've taken the surprise from you. Sorry.
No.
Yeah, so I took notice of him. I'm like, okay, maybe these guys are actually onto something. And then that was when I first downloaded the app. So I downloaded, went through the signed app with my Gmail, chose my username, and then okay, so then we have the home card, referrals, accounts.
Yeah.
And
now in Ghana, I don't know if you can have like a full experience.
Yeah, in Ghana. So I noticed after some time, I noticed that most of the details I'd have on the Betsika homepage had changed. That's why I asked that question about the regulations.
That's Bank of Ghana doing their magic.
Bank of Ghana did their magic. Well, anyway, so this
is what the app actually looks like now.
Okay.
For like a normal user.
So you have the integration here as well. You promised us you talk about Air One.
Okay, so Air One is but let me talk about Davido too. Davido is like also one of our milestones. Just having to work with Davido, not because let's work with an ambassador, but like it's cool. Davido is the last killer. Like that's the last person, that's the last boss that you get.
It's not
if it is like the last killer you get to, right? So even our influencer marketing as well, because we've sort of accidentally pioneered that kind of influencer marketing in our ecosystem. Like after we signed Davido, there was a lot of congratulations. It just went crazy, right? A lot of congratulations. There were also a lot of like, you know, snide comments, hating comments, that kind of thing. Like, you got all this money to Davido, all this equity to Davido, like, you know, is it worth it, blah, blah, blah. But within no time, several other companies started doing the same. People signing, you know, Wizkid, Burna Boy, you know, Stone Boy and stuff. All right, so, you know, talking about Davido and like our influencer marketing, I think we can't really tell the story of Betsika's influencer marketing journey without mentioning Joey B and John Dumelo. Started that whole thing in Ghana, and then the success of that is what prompted us to even find an like a replica in Nigeria. So the success that John Dumelo gave us in Ghana, I think if anyone knows Betsika in Ghana,
it's because
of John Dumelo, honestly. And Joey B as well.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So I remember early on you said you're going to talk about Year One. I'm curious. I know a little bit about it, but Charlie, just feed my hunger for this information right now.
Yeah, so Year One is like my second tech company. It was released just a few months, I think in like October or so. And Year One, basically, we're trying to build a paid social media where people, it's a form of DM, direct message, but people have to pay to get access to you. So you can imagine all the influencers online who have flooded DMs. I don't consider myself an influencer, but I get a lot of DMs, most of which I just can't attend to. So I think maybe my own experience also informed me building the app, but you know, basically an app where you can go on this on the app, search for any influencer, and they have a price tag on their profile. So before you DM them, you pay the price tag, and before you can message
that's,
them.
That's pretty cool, like a safe for work version of OnlyFans.
Exactly. So imagine it as sort of like an alternative money-making move for influencers. Imagine it for us also as a filter for influencers. Like,
yeah, it makes sense.
You want to filter out even, people even who are serious.
You talked about you get a lot of like nonsense. I get a lot of like nonsense messages, WhatsApp, Twitter, IG, and all that. So if there's something like this, it's going to like filter the chaff out. Like, you know, those who actually mean business.
Yes. And that's up to you. Don't have to put like a huge amount on
huge amount on it. Yeah,
just it'll literally be $1, like $5. That $5 alone will filter out like a lot of unnecessary people.
Okay. And yeah, you told us the name, why you had the name, like Bitsika. You explained what it meant, because the bit was written from Bitcoin. Sika is like, yeah, a can for money. But why Yewan? Why the name Yewan?
Yewan has like a very weird history for the name. There is a history, but it's very vague and very weird. So basically, I think I was looking for a domain that would give me a .com, because you know nowadays most of the domains have been bought already.
Yeah.
So you either get a .net. So nowadays, like most of the domains are gone, right? You either get a you can't get .coms anymore. Most of the .coms are taken. You either get like a .net, a .io, .africa, stuff like that. But I wanted a .com name if I could. So it started with Ear. So Ear One was initially supposed to be a voice only app. I don't know if you remember. So the word Ear. So we wanted to see if we get Ear.com, but obviously you're not gonna get Ear.com, because I'm sure someone bought that in 1980 something. Like, that's like a very common word, dictionary word.
Very common word.
So probably been bought in the 60s, in the, sorry, in the 80s, in 90s. 80s, yeah. 90s.
So you just added one to it.
So added one to it. And then it became Ear One.
Okay.
So initially, even I wanted to pronounce it Earl, so that one would be an L.
An L. It actually makes sense to me, Earl.
I wanted to be Earl, but I don't know. Ear One just stuck. So Ear One is very unique in terms of like, so when I name my products or my features, I always think about search engine optimization. Because if you name your product, let's say Omega, there's a thousand
things which are going to like
show up, which your product's never going to show up. And also, I also want a name that search engine optimization, not for Google alone, but for Twitter as well.
Yeah,
so
that's very true.
If you type Bitsika in Twitter, anything you find related to the company. If you type Bitsika into Twitter, anything you find will be related to the company. If you type Omega into Twitter, if your restaurant's called Omega, you're not going to see anything there.
No.
You see a million tweets about Omega, you know, every day. So I always think about that as well. But funny enough, too, around the time we're still building the app, this US, I think it's a US company, they make earphones. So they came out with their products called Ear One.
Their
earpiece called Ear One.
Okay.
Called Ear One, yes. So I think at one point I even DM'd the company. I was like, hey, if you want to buy the domain, I'll sell it to you.
So, and what was their response?
No, they didn't get back to me.
But did that drive any traffic towards you? I mean, for
like
people
mistakenly traffic.
You know how like Burna Boy got that Ye, then people were looking for Kanye's material
album.
But I accidentally ended up listening to Burna Boy.
Oh, that's why that song has so many views.
So there was no accidental.
No, there was not, because it's an earpiece. It's not like a consumer website or something where a lot of people are going. They just go buy the thing and leave.
That's pretty cool.
So yeah.
Okay, so what next? Is there any company that you are doting on at this point in time, thinking of?
No, so now I'm literally, I think my capacity has been reached, because it's not easy to run one company. I'm running two. I think I'm doing a good job of running both, but I think I found the two things that I want to go into the future with.
Is this private information to ask what your staff strength is like?
Oh, you can ask.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So.
So I think Bitsika, we're about 35.
You're about 35
now. Yes.
Ghana, Nigeria,
Gambia. So interesting thing about staff as well is we've been remote from day one. We don't have an office anywhere. We have an office space in Nigeria now that we got recently, but it's empty.
There's no one there.
No one's there. No one has ever showed up for work there.
Just goes.
We've been remote from day one.
Okay. This is basically the reason why most politicians think this crypto and whatnot is your Yahoo and
fraud, because it's like we don't have an office.
Then where is the freaking business?
Yeah.
Anyway, this interview has been quite fruitful and interesting. If you just have been listening to us so far, we've been talking about I've been in the studio with Mr. Achu Davor, and we've discussed his brainchild, Bitsika and Iwan, his challenges as a tech entrepreneur here in Ghana, and some of the milestones that he has clocked and achieved in this country and beyond. And I mean, I'm actually very, very inspired. I don't know if I should have dropped out of school as well, but I guess it's a little bit too late to do that now. Maybe if I'm waiting for my master's, I'll drop out and see if by some stroke of luck, a genie will also grant me that, should I call it?
That wish.
Yeah, that wish of, you know, blowing up. But anyway, it's been pleasant having you at you, and you've talked about most of the things that I wanted to know about, and I'm also sure people who are also listening in and would have also been like quite I'm also sure people who are also listening in would also have found this as interesting as I did. Now I'd want to talk about your handles on social media. Some people, those who don't have the app already, might want to download the app after listening to this and try it out for themselves. So your socials.
All right, so yeah, Bitsika socials are Bitsika Africa everywhere.
Bitsika Africa, okay.
Yeah, everywhere. Iwan is Iwan Social.
Iwan Social.
Yes, and for myself, it's Achuda, my full name on Twitter and LinkedIn.
Okay.
On Iwan, my personal profile on Iwan is Achu.
Achu,
yeah.
Just Achu.
Just okay. Achu, because...
I mean, yeah, you get to have it.
Yeah,
like Jack.
Yeah, like Jack, just like
yeah,
Jack.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool. So if you're listening in, I have used Bitsika for some time now. I've used it for a lot of online transactions. I've not really used the crypto part of it, but I can still tell you that it's something that you need to experience. And as Achu said, not many people are doing this thing around. And if you have someone, you don't really find a lot of successes when it comes to local fintechs, but I think Bitsika is changing the game. Bitsika is changing the story. So why don't you jump on board this like train and, you know, find out what it is for yourself, experience the app, download it on the Play Store or the iOS App Store, and hey, just you can also send me some money. My handle is DEMMS on Bitsika. So if you download the app and you have some money to spare, Charlie, just send it my way. I have some few plans. Maybe, who knows? I'll also start a fintech of my own and stop this podcasting. All right, Achu. Thanks so much for being here today. I really, really appreciate this visit. And probably when you have about 3 or 4 or 5 companies in tow, we are going to sit down and talk about them as well, assuming you are not too tired. Okay, so if you love this episode, be sure to give us a follow. Add us in your podcast app, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music. You can find us. Share this episode with your friends. And you can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, as at AFD Tech Talk. So if there's anything we talked about that you liked, something you want to share, or something you didn't quite connect with, you have a few more questions, you can reach out to us on the timeline and we'll talk. You can also reach out to Achu. He talked about, he gave his handles early on, or Bitsika, the Bitsika team. I've had quite prompt responses when I'm looking for help in the Bitsika app. Like, yeah, someone always gets back to me in time. So I'm pretty sure you, the listener, will also be attended to in a very timely manner. Until next week, until the next podcast, I've been your host, Salon Donyo. I've been alone. Kwame Nain, Nidhi didn't join me this time around. But anyway, I'm pretty sure you'll catch us in the next set of episodes. This is the first episode of season 5, and peace out. Remember, you know a traveler. The name is Greg Wood, the hustler. He's been far away chasing Kuala La. I'll be back again, bro, me coming. I swear on my life, I can't wait to be back. I know you miss me, I know.